Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Maseches Zvachim is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Chil Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
We're now Be'ezus Hashem up to the Gemara on Daf Kuf Zayin. Our Gemara refers to the Mishnah Daf Kuf Yodam and Aleph that the Mishnah says Hazirik Miktas Damim Bachutz Chayiv. And our Gemara goes on to explain that the Makar that Hazirik Miktas Damim Bachutz is Chayiv is warrants out from this that the Pasuk says Dam Yechashiv. And from Dam Yechasha, we are Marabah Hazayrik. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Kiva Imer, Ezeva Chirabis, Es Hazayrik. Now to explain this, that the Mishnah says, Hazayrik Miktas Damim Bachutz Chayiv. We find the Rashi explains that Hazayrik Miktas Damim Bachutz means that he wasn't Neisin Arba Matanis, but rather he was only Neisin Matana Achas. And this that he is Chayiv is because it is considered a zrika bifnim, detnan konitonin al mizbeach achitzan shenosnon b'matana achas kiper. From Rashi it is mashma that this that we say zirik miksas domim b'chutz is chayiv is only referring to a case that the four matones are not ma'akveis. But let's say the four matones are ma'akveis, then we will not say hazirik miksas domim b'chutz chayiv. And for that reason, Rashi explains this, that we say Hazirik Miktas Damim Bachutz is Chayiv, is only because we say Konitonin Al Mizbeach Achitzan Shenosnan B'matana Achas Kiper. But as we find, the Achrenim, for example, the Rashash, the Svasemes, and the other Achrenim ask, from this that we find in the Gemara later on, Daf Kof Yodam Abeis, and so too is Mefurish and Rashi in the Mishnah Daf Kof Yodam Aleph, that even if one is Zeirik Matana Achas, Shalchatoyes Apnimiyes, that then the four Matanas are Ma'akfes, but still he is Chaye Bachotz. This is the Kasha that the Achrenim ask on Arashi. So to answer the Achrenim's Kasha, we find that the Mepharshim explain Pshat in Rashi as follows. The Rashi does not mean to say one is only Chaye Bezeirik Miktas Damim Bachotz if the four Matanas are not Ma'akfes, but rather, even if the four matanas are ma'akfes. For example, by chatoyes apnimiyes, but still, one will be chayiv hazirik miktas damim bachutz. This Rashi says, the one is chayiv, since it is considered a zrika bifnim. Detnan konitonin al mizbeach achitzan shenos matana achas kiper. Rashi is coming to prove that a matana achas is considered a zrika, if not for this halacha. Of course, Nitonin Amazbeach Achitzan Shenosna Matana Achas Kippah would have said that by any carbon that one needs four matones, in order to be considered a Zrika, one needs all four matones. Less than four matones is not considered a Zrika. And for that reason, Rashi being Zeraiah from the Halacha called Nitonin Amazbeach Achitzan Shenosna Matana Achas Kippah, that from there one sees that even where one needs four matones, but a matona achas is still considered a zrika. And for that reason, even by chatoyes apnimiyes, that all four matones are ma'akfes, but still one zrika will be considered a zrika, and one will be chayiv for zirik miksas damim bachutz, even by chatoyes apnimiyes. And so too we find by Rabbi Leib and Chelek Beis Simon Yodalid at the end of Eis Gimel, and so too is Mefurish in the Melacha Shloima. With this, one can answer the Kasha that we mentioned before in our Shir and Daf Kofav. In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara learns out this as Zerik Miksas Lam Bachot is Chayiv is either from the Pasuk of Dami Chashav Rabbis Hazerik or from Eizavach Rabbis Es Hazerik. As we mentioned, the Tzayin Kachem asks, what is Pshat in this how needs a Pasuk to Mechayev as Hazirik Pachot? Zrika is a Gemara Veda. And since Zrika is a Gemara Veda, for that reason we shall learn out one is Chayev and Hazirik Pachot, just like one is Chayev on any Gemara Veda Pachot, which the Gemara later on of Kof Tesvavim Beis Darshins from Hala. And the Gemara says, Ma'ala Shi Gemara Veda of Kol Shehu Gemara Veda. This is the Kasha that the Tzayin Kachem asks on our Gemara, and for that reason, the Tzayin Kachem goes on to say that there is a machlokes hasugyos. And Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel argue on the drasha of the Gemara later on of Kuf Tes Vavim Beis. And according to Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, we do not learn out from Ma'ala Shigmar Veda of Kol Shigmar Veda, but rather one needs a special drasha to machadish that there is a chia for hazerek b'chutz. Based on this, I mentioned before, one can answer the kash of the tzayin kachem as follows: that even though there is a drasha, the one is chayev on a gemar avodah b'chutz, and for that reason, one is chayev for being menasech b'chutz or for being makter b'chutz. But as far as the Mishnah, that is Mechayev Hazirik, Miktas Damen Bachot, even by Chatoyes Apnimiyes, that the Arba Matanes are Ma'akvais, one cannot be Mechayev since one has a Gemara Veda, since if one is only Zirik, Miktas Damen Bachot, by Chatoyes Apnimiyes, he should not be Chayev since one does not have a Gemara Veda, since the four Matanes are Ma'akvais. And for that reason, one needs a Drasha of Dami Choshev, of Eizavach, Timachadish, that even though the four Matonis are Ma'akves, but still he is Chayev for one Zrika Bachotz. Now let us go on to the next Sugya. In our Gemara we find that our Gemara says one is only Chayev on Shchitas Oif Bachotz. If one is Moilek in Oif Bachotz, he is not Chayev. And our Gemara brings down two makaris for this, that there is no chiyav amulika b'chutz. The first makar is from this, that the pasuk says, Oyasher yishachet, that according to Rabbi Akiva, Oyasher yishachet is coming to yamayit malikas oif b'chutz. Rabbi Shmuel, on the other hand, warns out this, that malikas oif b'chutz is pater, is from this, that the pasuk says, Zeh hadavar, the one is only chayef for shchitas oif pachotz, and not for malikas oif pachotz. In the Achronim, for example, in the Makna and Kedushin, and the Afman Zayin and Rebeis, and so too in the Karanera before and the Samach Tes and Rebeis, we find that the Achronim ask the following kasha. According to the Mandamer who says, Ein shchita oif minatayra, and an oif becomes mutter even if all one did was nechira, if so, there is no difference between Malika and Shechita. And therefore, how can we say that one is only Chai for Shechitas Oif Bachotz, and not for Malikas Oif Bachotz, if Menatera there is no Shechita La'if? So to answer this Kasha of the Achrinim, we find that the Nais Yaakov and Simon Yigimel and so to the Makar Baruch and Chelk Beisim and Ches answer the Kasha as follows: that even if we are to say Ein Shechita La'if Minatera, and an oif which is chun can become mutter, even if one does not do a shechita, but rather all one does is an achira. But as far as Shechutei Chutz is concerned, that the Torah says v'shachat, one is only chayev if one does an actual shechita. Similar to this, how we find in the Gemara in Chun and Daf Yud Zayin and Aleph, that even if in the Midbar one did not have to shech the behemah in order for the behemah to become mutter, but rather behemah can become mutter even if all one did is an achira. But as far as kachim, that the pasuk says v'shachat es ben habakar, one needs shechita. In other words, the fact that as far as the heter chun is concerned, one does not need shechita, does not mean to say that there is no such thing as shechita, but rather, even if by chun one does not need shechita in order to matter in oif, but still, even by an oif, there is something called a shechita. And if the Torah says v'shachat, one is only chayev if one does an actual shechita. And for that reason, we say that one is only chayev for shechitas oif pachotz, and one is not chayev for malikas oif pachotz. And so to the Makor Baruch goes on to prove from this that we find that by Tzipurim Metzera one needs to shecht the Tzipurim Metzera, as the Pasuk says v'shachat. And even according to Mandama who says, Ein shechita la'if minatera, but still as far as Tzipurim Metzera are concerned, one needs a shechita. That is how the Achronim explain the miot, the one is only chai for shechitas oif pachotz, and there is no chia for malikas oif pachotz. Now here one can ask the following kasha. As he mentioned before in our Shir and Daf Kofav, in the Rashmi Shants and the Ravid, we find that the Rashmi Shants and the Ravid both say that this one is Chayev for Shechita Bachotz, is because Shechita is considered a Gemar since it is Moitzi Midei Eiver Menachai. And because of the fact that a Shechita is Moitzi Midei Eiver Menachai, for that reason, it is considered a Gemar. Now, here one has to understand, if we are to say One is only chayiv on shechitas, and shechitas consider a gemara. And this, that shechitas consider a gemara, is because it is moitzi the behema midei eiver menachai, v'chir bayinayiv. If we are to say in shechita lo'if menatira, the shechita bayinayiv is not moitzi the oif midei eiver menachai. As we find in the place in Simon Chav Zayin, and in the Chuvas B'Savram Yerdea Simon Chav Hei, that if we are to say in shechita lo'if menatira, Nechira is not mater mefarcheses, and as long as the oif is a mefarcheses, one has the iser of eiver menachai. And since if we are to say in shechita la'if menatira, the nechira of an oif is not mater the oif midei eiver menachai, if so to achira the shechita of an oif is not mater the oif midei eiver menachai, and therefore where does one have a gemara avoda? And if one does not have a gemara avoda, one cannot be chayev for shechita v'achotz according to the first teretz of the Rash and the Ravid. So from here we'll clear, one sees the following chiddush, that even if we are to say in shechita la'if minatira, and all one needs to do is to be neicher the la'if in order to be mater the la'if, but still if one went and did a shechita, it is considered a shechita, and one has the mater of shechita, which is even mater a mefarcheses, just like the shechita of a behema is moitzi the behema midei eiver menachai, even as long as the behema is mefarcheses. And therefore one has the gemara avoda of shechita, even by a knife. That is zecher what comes out from our gemara according to the first teretz of the Ravid and the Rash Mishans. Now as far as this, we find in our gemara that one is chayef for shechitas oif bachotz, and one is not chayef for melikas oif bachotz. Well, here one has to understand, as far as an oif pifnim is concerned, the derech hechshera pifnim is b'melika not b'shchita, and therefore it is pshat that by shchitas oif bachotz one is chayef, and by melikas oif bachotz one is pater. In the Rambam in Perkei Ches, Mehoches Meiser Kavanas Halachei Ches, we find that the Rambam says as follows. Shachat as ha'if bachotz v'leo bachotz chayiv shtayim. Shashchita bachotz k'sheira. V'arehi k'melika bifnim. In the Ravid, in our sagas, we find that the Ravid is chilak on the Rambam. And the Ravid says, this one is only chayiv on shchitas oif bachotz, and not on melikas oif bachotz, is because of chiyav hakasav ba'oif ela ma'ashe chiyav bebehima. And for that reason, one is only chayev on shechitas oif pachotz, since in order to be chayev on an oif pachotz, one needs domya de behema, which is only b'shechita, not b'melika. That is how the Ravid explains pshat in this halacha, that one is only chayev on shechitas oif pachotz, and not on melikas oif pachotz. Now, as far as how to explain pshat in this, the Rambam says, shashchita bachotz k'sheira, v'arei k'melika b'fnim, we find a tremendous machlokes ha'achreinim. The Lacha Mishnah explains pshat in the Rambam as follows. That the Rambam means to say that an oif is dinei v'ashchita. And since an oif chulin is dinei v'ashchita, for that reason one is chayiv, if one was shoychet b'achotz and not if one was melek b'achotz. That is how the Lacha Mishnah explains pshat in this. The Rambam says shashchita b'achotz k'sheira. On the other hand, the Chavetz Chaim Nukutei Halachis and Af Kofir Alf Mabes and Zevach Teida Di Ramas Chavachain, and so too Arbitzel and Zecher Yitzchak Simen Lamegimel explain Pshat Veshitas HaRambam with a different Mahalach, and they explain this as the Rambam says Shashchita Bachot K'sheira. The Rambam means that as far as an Oif Bebama, the Halach of an Oif Bebama is one is sheichet an oif bebama, and one is not meilek an oif bebama. And since bebama, the din of an oif is not bemelika, but rather the din of an oif is b'shchita, for that reason, as far as shchutei chutz are concerned, the halacha of shchutei chutz is that one cannot do a maisa hakrava of bebama at the time of the isra bebama. And for that reason, one cannot shecht an oif b'chutz, since that is the oifen of being makriv an oif bebama. And so too we find Rabbeinu Chananel later on in Daf Kuf Yud Aleph from the base. Rabbeinu Chananel explains this, that we say Shachat Ba'if V'hela Ba'chutz Chayiv is because he was also Kederach Ba'mas Yochid B'Shas Iser HaBomis. But that is only, again, if we are to say that as far as the Boma is concerned, in Oif Be'Boma is Dinei Ba'shchitza. On the other hand, Rashi and Zvachim on Daf Samaches Ma'beis. And so to Ocheres Mavur in the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Kof Yates Ma'beis, according to the Shita of Rashi and Zvachim Daf Peites and Aleph, we find that Rashi says that by a Boma, in Oif Be'Boma is Dinei Ba'Malika, not Dinei Ba'shchitza. And therefore, according to Rashi, one cannot explain that the reason why one is only chai if one was sheichet in oif pachotz and not if one was moilik in oif pachotz is because a chiyuv chotz is dependent upon dinei hakrava bebama. Since even as far as a bama is concerned, the halacha of an oif is this, that bebama one is moilik in oif and one is not sheichet in oif. And therefore, one has to explain Pshat, in this one is only chayiv, one was shaychid in oif bachotz, either according to the mahalach of the Lecha Mishnah b'shita sarambam. The one is only chayiv bachotz for a shchita, which is a hechsher by chulin, or one is only chayiv on shchita bachotz, like the Ravid explains, dum yod behemo, which is only b'shchita na p'melika. Now, both according to the mahalach of the Lecha Mishnah and according to the mahalach of the Ravid, it comes out that as far as a chiyav shchita b'chutz by an oif, the chiyav b'chutz is not for doing something which should be done b'fnim b'chutz, but rather the chiyav is for the ma'isa shchita b'chutz, and the Torah is mechayev for a ma'isa shchita b'chutz which is done to kodshim. That is what comes out from our Gemara according to the shita of the Ravid and the Lecha Mishnah. Now let us go on to the next sugya. Our Gemara brings down the following machlekes between Abavo and Abaye. Amar Abavo, Shachat v'zorah k'divrei Rabbi Yishmael chayev achas, v'divrei Rabbi Akiva chayev shtayim. Abaye Amar afilu v'divrei Rabbi Akiva einoi chayev ela achas. D'amar kra shom tase hakosov asan u'kuan avida achas. Our Gemara goes on to say, Zorak v'hello v'divir b'yishmol chayiv sh'tayim v'divir b'kiva einoi chayiv ela achas. Abay omar afi v'divir b'kiva chayiv sh'tayim. V'hochi palginu kra shom tale v'shom tase. Now to explain pshat in this, Rabbi says that even according to Rabbi Akiva, einoi chayiv ela achas. Domar kra shom tase kosev ason v'kuan avida achas. L'chayra Pasha Pshat is, because Abaye has a drasha to Mechadesh that even though Shchita and Zrika, according to Rabbi Akiva, are Shemais Mechokim, but still one has Xeris HaKasa, which is Mechadesh, one is only Chayev Achas. From Shom Tasa we learn out, the one is only Chayev Achas, even though they are Shemais Mechokim. And so too is the Mashmos of Rashi in our Sugya. On the other hand, in Rashi and Sanhedrin, on the Famadawad on the base, we find that Rashi explains Pshat and Abaye with a different Malach. And Rashi explains this that according to Abaye, Abaye says that even according to Rekiva, Shachat v'Zorak is Einai Chayev Elachas, is because from Shamtasa we learn out that Ein Bohen Elaz Hora Achas. And since Ein Bohen Ela Azhara Achas, for that reason, Ein Chilek Chatas Beineyem. As Rashi goes on to say, that Iyu B'malek Siva Azhara B'Peinavshay Shomer L'cha Pentala Eloi Secha. V'yu Sheichet V'zirik Ein Bohen Azhara, El Mehekesh De Iskush V'malek, D'chziv Shom Tala Eloi Secha V'shom Tase Iskush Shara Siyas V'ala, U'mehacha Nafka V'sheichet V'zirik. And since, according to Abaye, there is only one law, for that reason Abaye says that even according to Rabbi Akiva, one is only Chayav Achas by Sheichet V'Zayrek. According to Rashi and Sanhedrin, the Machlekes between Ravo and Abaye is a Machlekes if Chilek Chatoyas is dependent upon how many Krisas there are, or is Chilek Chatoyas dependent upon how many lavin there are. Rabbi Avoh understands that chilak hatoyos is dependent upon how many krisas there are. And for that reason, Rabbi Avoh says that according to Rabbi Akiva, sheichet v'zerik is chayiv shtayim, since there are two krisas. And even though there is only one lav, but since there are two separate chivei karas, for that reason, there are two separate chiyuvei chatos by sheichet v'zerik. On the other hand, Abaye understands that chilak chatois is dependent upon how many lavin there are. And since sheichet v'zerik is only one lav, for that reason, Abaye says that even according to Bikiva, one is only chayev achas. For mashin arsugi, on the other hand, it is mashma, that both according to Bavo and according to Abaye, there are two separate lavin. And sheichet v'zerik each has its own lav. And even though Sheichet Vizerek has its own lav and its own karas, to Abaye says that Shalchat Vizorak according to Bekiva's Einei Chayev al Achas, based on the Gzeres HaKosov of Sham Tas HaKosov Ason Ukulan Avoida Achas. And so to the Mashmos of the Lashon of our Gemara, that our Gemara says that this Abaye says that even according to Bekiva one is only Chayev Achas, is because the pasuk of Shamta says mechadesh that akosav ason ukulan avida achas, and our Gemara does not say that this Rabbi says that even according to Bikiva one is only chayv achas is because there is only one lav. This Rashi in Sanhedrin explains that according to Abaye, even according to Bikiva one is only chayv achatas achas is because there is only one lav. Is because Rashi is going according to the Mashmos of the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that the Gemara in Sanhedrin proves that from Rabbi Akiva one sees that one can have a tam echad which is yitzei mi beis mikrois, and this that the Gemara proves from Rabbi Akiva according to Abaye that one can have a tam echad which is yitzei mi beis mikrois. Is Zulchaira based on this, that according to Bekiva, there is only one lav. And therefore, according to Rashi, Zulchaira comes out that there is a machoikis hasugis as far as how to explain this. Rabbi says, the one is only chayvachas according to Bekiva. Do we understand that there is a gzeres akasa, which is machadish, that there is only one chayvachatas? Or do we understand that this, that there is only one chiv chatas, is because there is only one lav? That is a chiv what comes out from Rashi and Arsugya and Rashi and Sanhedrin. Now, according to the Mahalach of Rashi and Sanhedrin, it comes out that both chidushim of Abaye, this Abaye says, that even according to Bekiva, Shalchat Vizorek is only chayv achas. And this Abaye says, that even according to Rekiva, Zorak v'Helez Chayiv Shtayim are both based on the same Yisoid. And this Rabbi says that according to Rekiva, Zorak v'Helez Chayiv Shtayim is because Rekiva understands that the lav for Zrika is the same lav as the lav of Shchita. And therefore the lav of Zrika and the lav of Halor are two separate lavin. And for that reason, Zorak Vehela is Chayiv Shtayim. That is what comes out according to Rashi and Sanhedrin. On the other hand, according to Mashmos of Rashi and Arsugya, it will come out that Abaye is saying two separate Chidushim. The first Chidush of Abaye is this, that even though one should really be Chayiv for Shchita and Zrika, two separate Chiyuvim, since there are two separate lavim, but still we have Gzeres HaKosuv of Shamtas HaTim Mechadesh, one is only Chayiv one Chiyuv Chatos. And then Abaye is Mechadesh a second Chiddush, and Abaye is Mechadesh of Zorak Vehela. Even though really one should only be Chayiv one Chiyuv according to Rekiva, since all one has is one lav and one chorus, but still we have Gzeres HaKosuv HaTim Mechadesh, one is Chayiv two separate Chiyuv Chatos. Now, as far as this, we find in Rashi and Sanhedrin, the Rashi and Sanhedrin explains Pshat in the Sheet of Abaye, that the deciding factor, if there is only one Chiyuv Chatos, or there are two Chiyuv Chatos, is dependent if there is one lav or two lavin, Is the chira based on this? The Rashi is going with Shitasa that we find before in Daf Kofav and Aleph, that the chiv carbon is dependent upon this, that there is a lav. And since a chiv chatos is dependent upon this, that there is a lav, for that reason we will say that if there is only one lav, one is only chayiv one chatos, on the other end, if there are two separate lavin, one is chayiv two chatoyas. On the other hand, according to the Shita of Tesis, before in Daf Kofav and Aleph, one understands that as far as a chiyuv carbon is not dependent upon a lav, but rather it is only dependent upon karis. Then l'chira, the fact that there is either one lav or two lavin, should not make any difference as far as a chiyuv chatas is concerned, but rather a chiyuv chatas should only be dependent upon if there is one karis or there are two separate chiyuvei karis. And therefore, according to Tesis, since even according to Abaye, there is only one chiyuv karis by Zorak Vehele, and there are two separate chiyuvei karis by Shachat Vezorak, according to Rekiva, L'chir, one has to explain Pshat and Abaye like the Mashmos of Rashi in our sugya, that this, Abaye says, by Shachat Vezorak, one's only chayv one chatas according to Abaye, is only because we have Exeris HaKoto, which is Mechadish, that even though there are two separate chivikaris, but still one is only chayv one chatas. And so too by Zorak Vehele, even though Zorak Vehele is one chivikaris, but still we have Exeris HaKoto, which is Mechadish, that there are two separate chiyuvei chatoyes. That is a chir what comes out from the Shita of Tesis before and Daf Kofav and Aleph. In the Mishnah Malach in Perkei Ches Mihoches Meiser Karbonis Halachadal, we find that the Mishnah Malach asks the following Ha'ara on the Shita of the Rambam. And the Mishnah Malach asks, what is Pshat in this? That the Rambam does not bring down the Halacha of Abaye, that even according to Rabbi Kiva, one is only Chayv Achas for Shechito Zrika. So to answer this kasha, one can say, based on Rashi and Sanhedrin, that the Rambam understands that both halachas or Abaye, both this Abaye says, that according to Rabbi Kiva, Shalchat v'Zorak is only Chayev Achas, and according to Rabbi Kiva, Zorak v'Hele is Chayev Shtayim, is all dependent upon the same Yisoid, that according to Abaye, Chilek Chatoyis is dependent upon how many lavin there are. And if there is only one lav, one is only chayev one chatas. On the other end, if there are two lavin, one is chayev two chatoyis, even if there is only one karis. And for that reason, from this, the Rambam brings down the halacha of Abaye, that according to Rabbi Kiva, Zorak Vehele is chayev shtayim. For that reason, the Rambam no longer has to bring down the Chiddush v'Abaye that Shachat v'Zorak according to Rabbi Kiva is only Chayv Achas, since both halachas are dependent one upon the other. And therefore, from the halacha of the Rambam, in Perek Yates, Mihilchas Maiser Karbonis Halachi Yad Aleph, that the Rambam says, Zorak v'Hele is Chayv Shtayim, one will know the halacha that according to Abaye, Shachat v'Zorak is Einoi Chayev Ela Achas. That is a chira, how one can answer the kasha of the Mishnah Melech. But if one looks carefully at the Rambam in Perek Yates, Mihilchas, Maiser, Karbonis, Halach, Yidalf, one sees that the Rambam explains Pshat in this, Abaye says, Zorak v'Hele is Chayev Shtayim, with a different Melech. The Rambam says, Zorak Adam v'Hele Yivorim Chayev Shtayim, Shrei Chilak HaKosa B'Mal Eloisa, Shrei Nemar Sheyal Oila, V'Nemar Laas Oisa Isai. From this, the Rambam does not bring down the Pasuk that is brought down in our Gemara, V'Shom Tala V'Shom Tasa, which according to Rashi and Sanhedrin is coming to him a Chadish, that from Shom Tasa we learn out that there is a separate Lav for Zrika, and a separate Lav for Halah. But rather, the Rambam brings down the pasuk of Asher Yalo Ula V'Nema Ulasas Isay Tim Echadish, that the Torah is Mechalek Timale and Asiya. From the Rambam, one clearly sees that the Rambam understands that this, that by Zorak V'Hela, one is Chayiv Shtayim, is only because we have Exeris HaKosa, which is Mechalek between Halah and Zrika. And the reason why one is Chayiv Shtayim is not because there are two separate lavin, but rather it is because we have Exeris HaKosa, which is Mechalek between Halah and Asiya. And therefore, according to the Rambam, Both halachas and abaye are not dependent one upon the other. And for that reason, just because the Rambam paskins like abaye that zorak vehelez chayiv shtayim, one cannot prove that so too the halacha will be that shachat vezorak will only be chayiv achas. So again, one has to understand what is pshat in this, that the Rambam does not bring down the halacha v'abaye, that abaye says that according to Rekiva, shachat vezorak is only chayiv achas. So to answer the kasha of the Mishnah Malach, one can remark to him with the following chiddush that we find that the Brisker Rav says. As he mentioned before in our shir and Davkof Vav, the Achrenim asked the following tmiya on our Gemara. What is pshat in this that we find in our Gemara machlokes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel? As far as what is the makar that a zirek b'achotz is chayiv? L'chayra on the Gemara later on Davkof Tesvav and Rebeis, the Gemara brings down a breisa that the breisa darshins from a halal a chayiv al kol gemara avoda b'achotz. And therefore, since Rika is a Gemara Veda, Zrika should be included in the drasha of the Breisa, which is Mechayev al kol Gemara Veda Bachotz. The Brisker Rav is Medayik Beshitas HaRambam, that the Rambam understands that there is a Machlokes HaSugyos. And according to the Breisa on Avkof Tesvav and Rebeis, this that we say, that a Zerek Bachotz is Chayev is based on the Alfusa that we learn out from Allah, that there is a Chayev al kol Gemara Veda Bachotz, and one does not need the drasha of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel of our Gemara. And for that reason, when the Rambam says that Zorak Vehelez Chayiv Shtayim, the Rambam does not bring down this that Abaye says, that from Shamtala Vishamtasa we learn out that Zorak Vehelez Chayiv Shtayim, but rather the Rambam brings down a new drasha like we mentioned before, that since the pasuk says Ashriyala Ula, the Ne'emar La Say Say Say, from there we learn out that there is a Chiyuv Shtayim since the Torah was Mechalkan. And for that reason, one can answer the Kasha of the Mishnah Malach I mentioned before by saying that the reason why the Rambam does not bring down the Chiddush of Abaye that Shachat V'Zorek is Chiyuv Shtayim is because according to the Rambam, Moshitasi Upaskins like the Breis and Avkuf Tesvavim Rebeis, that the Makar of Zrika is from this that we are now from our law that any Gemara Veda one is Chayiv for. And since Zrika is a Gemara Veda, for that reason it is included in our law. So too for that reason it is Pashat that Shachat V'Zorak will be Chayiv Shtayim. And for that reason the Rambam does not mention Shachat V'Zorak, since it is Pashat that Shachat V'Zorak is Chayiv Shtayim. That is Zuchira, one can answer the Kasha of the Mishnah Lamelech, according to the Mahalach of the Brisker Rav B'Shitas HaRambam. Now let us go on to the next Sugya. Our Gemara brings down the following Havmina. Yachal HaShechet Ula B'dor Me'echayev Tamad Loimar Oyel Michotz HaMachana Machotz HaMachana Miyuchat Shein Roi Roshchitas Kachem Roshchitas Kozavach Yatzadarim Shafapi Shein Roi Roshchitas Kachem Kachem Roi Roshchitas Kachem Kalem. Now, one has to understand how we to explain the drasha of Michotz HaMachane. Do we understand that the drasha of Michotz HaMachane is coming to Mechadish, that the chiv of Shkutei Chotz is only if he was Sheichet Chotz La'azara? Or do we say that from the drasha of Michotz HaMachane we learn out that the chiv of Shkutei Chotz is dependent if he was Sheichet in a place that is not Roy L'Shchitas Kol Zavach? And as long as he was sheichet in a place that is not roi for shchitas kol zavach, he is chayiv, even if it is not considered mechutz machane. In the Kesef Mishnah, in Hilchos Avodas Yom HaKippurim Perkei Halacha Chafav, we find that the Kesef Mishnah understands b'shitas HaRambam that if someone is makter k'teres of Yom HaKippurim Be'echol, he is chayiv mishum makre v'chotz. And so too we find in the Chaknasan later on in Daf Kuf Tes and Rebeis, and so too is Mefurish in Rabbeinu Chananan later on in Daf Kuf Tes and Rebeis. Now if we are to understand that Halacha Michotz HaMachane is a din that one is only Chayev HaKrava B'Chotz if one was Makriv Chotz HaMachane, then how are we to explain Pshat that if one was Makter K'teir Shalim HaKippurim B'Hichal, one is Chayev? Where is the Michotz HaMachane? So from the Shita of these Rishonim, that if someone is Makter, Ktera, Shema Kippurim, Behecha, one is Chayev, or Chayev, one clearly sees that the entire Halacha, Mechotz, HaMachane is only Halacha, one is only Chayev, if one is Makriv, in a place that is not Roy, for that Krav of all Karbonis. And for that reason, even if one was not Makriv, Mechotz, HaMachane, but since one was Makriv in a place which is not Roy for any Karbon, for that reason one is Chayev. And so to Lechel one sees in the Halacha of Ula as well. Ula says that Sheichet al Gagai Shalhecha Chayev Hil Vein Roy Lashchitas Kol Zevach. Our Gemara goes on to say, Maske for Rava, Im Keinich Tav Krami Chutz HaMachne Voi Boi Al Pesach Hil Moed. Al Pesach Hil Moed Lomuli Lav Lomiyute Gagai. U Rava Im Keinich Tav Pesach Hil Moed. Mi Chutz HaMachne Uva machna wa mali lava suye gagoi. Now, okay, one has to understand Pshat in our Gemara as you find that the Briskov asks, what is Pshat in this that one needs a pasuk to machadesh that there is a chiyuv for shchita al gagoi shal heichol? Okay, the gag of the heichol is a regular shchita b'chutz, since gagin valiyas reineskachu as you find in the Gemara in Pesachim and af peheyum abeis. So to answer this kash, we find that the Biskrav answers the kasha by saying as follows, that even though the gag of the heichol is not niskadish, and the gag of the heichol does not have the kedusha of the azara, but still it is considered the makim of the azara. And for that reason, there is a havamina that one should not be chayiv for shechting on the gag of the heichol. This that the Biskrav explains, that even though the gag of the heichol is not niskadish, but still it is considered the makim of the azara, so to achir is mefurish and Rashi with the Ramascha lav amiyutei. And with the Ramascha loy lasuya, the Rashi explains that by the gag of the heichol is considered sheviyoy lazara, which means to say that even though the gag does not have the kedusha of the azara, but still it is considered the makim of the azara, and for that reason it is considered sheviyoy lazara. And therefore needs a pasuk to mechadesh that even though it is considered by Azara, but still one is chayiv, since it is not roi l'shchitas kol zavach. So from this, Adullah says, that based on Mechutz HaMachana we learn out, the one is chayiv for shechting al gagai shalichol, since it is not roi l'shchitas kol zavach, l'chir one clearly sees, that Mechutz HaMachana is not dependent upon being Mechutz HaMachne, but rather is dependent upon this, that the Malkim is not Roy L'shchitas Kol Zavach. Now here there is a tremendous nafkamina between these two tzadim, as far as what is the halacha if one was Sheichet in Lishkeis HaBenuyes B'chol P'suches HaKadosh, that the halacha is, as far as such Lishkeis are concerned, one is allowed to catch him in Lishkeis HaBenuyes B'chol P'suches HaKadosh, one cannot shecht in Lishkeis HaBenuyes B'chol P'suches HaKadosh, as we find in the Gemara before in Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph, will one be chayev for shchutei chutz if one shechted for Lishkeis HaBenuyes B'chol P'suches HaKadosh? Now, according to Ula, it is pashet that just like one is chayev for shechting al gagai shel heichol, even though the gag of the heichol is considered the makim of the azara, but still one is chayev for shechting al gagai shel heichol, since it is not roi l'shchitas kol zavach, so too, if one will shecht b'lishkeis habnuyes b'chol p'suches hakodesh, one will be chay mishum shchutei chutz, since lishkeis habnuyes b'chol p'suches hakodesh are not roy l'kol zavach. The only shaila is, according to Rava and according to Ramari, who argue on Ula and say that if someone shechted al gagai shel heichol, one is not chayiv, since as long as one shechted b'makom azara, there is no chiyuv, even if it is not roi l'kol zavach. Based on the drash of al pesach ha'omayid, one has to know what will the halacha be as far as lishkeis habnuyes b'chol p'suches hakodesh. Are they also considered the makom of the azara, and therefore it is karina al pesach ha'omayid or not? In the Mikdash David and Simon Chav Zayin of Katan Zayin, we find that the Mikdash David says that as far as lishkeis habnuyes b'chol p'suches hakodesh, everyone is maskim, the one is chayef u'shchutei chutz in lishkeis habnuyes b'chol p'suches hakodesh. Since lishkeis habnuyes b'chol p'suches hakodesh are not even considered the makim of the azara, On the other hand, the Menachas Chinuch Mitzvah Kuf Pei Vav, the Yuh Ashroim Mi'uon Daf Gimel Abeis, and the Chazon Ish and Siman Chavos of Katanei argue, and these Achrenim understand, that according to Rav and according to Amori, just like one is Potter, if one shechted al gago shoheicho, so too one will be potter. If one shechted b'lishkes habnuyes b'chol p'suches ha-kodesh. Now let us go on to the next sugya. Our Gemara brings down the following machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Itmar ha-melev is b'nazer Rabbi Yochanan omer chayiv, Reish Lakish omer potter. Rabbi Yochanan omer chayiv, kedusha rishonei kitcho l'shaita v'kitcho l'asad lovei. Reish Lakish omer potter, kedusha rishonei kitcho l'shaita v'loi kitcho l'asad lovei. In Tesis he formed after the Testament Aleph for the Ramaschal Ad, we find Tesis asks the following kasha. What is Pshat in this? Rabbi Yochanan says, Amalab is Manazer, one is Chayiv, since Kedush Rishen is Kitcher, Shaita, the Kitcher, Asad Lovai. Vachirid is not Royal Pesach, Ramayid, since there is no Mizbeach. And just like we find, that by Shramim, Sheshachtam, Machotz, Kaidim, Sheniftuchu, Dals, Esahecha, the one is Potter, since it is not considered Royal Pesach, Ramayid. Like we find in the Gemara and Yuman of Samach Gimel Amar Aleph, so too we should say that without a Mizbeach, it is not considered Roy LePesach Oyo Moed. And therefore, what is Pshat in this, Rabbi Yochanan says, one is Chayev for being Malav is Manazah, Tesis answers his Kasha by saying that either Rabbi Yochanan is referring to Halas Keteres, or he should come to a Mincha Befnim Vehele Bachotz, the one does not need a Mizbeach Laktara. Tesis goes on to answer his kasha with a different malach, and Tesis answers his kasha by saying that this Rabbi Yochanan says Yerachayev is only referring to a case that he was bana mizbeach b'mekoymai, and then he was male b'achotz. In the Rambam, on the other hand, we find that the Rambam is chilak on either of the two terutzim of Tesis, and the Rambam in Perikites Mihochas Maaser Kavanas Halacha Tesvav says as follows. Misha shachad kachim is manazah v'hela chutz la'azar echayiv v'mei shuroi l'kara b'fnim sharimoto l'hakev af al p'ishen b'ayis shakdush rishena kitcho l'shaita v'kitcho l'asad lovai. From the Rambam one clearly sees that we are referring to a carbon, and still the Rambam says one is chayiv for hakrava b'chutz. And from the Rambam it is not mashma like the second teretz of Tesis, that we are referring to a case, Shekvar Bono Mizbeach. Luchay, one has to understand, according to the sheet of the Rambam, what happened to the Kasha of Tesis. What is Pshat, one is Chayiv, for being Makre Bachotz. Luchay, that is not Roy, to be brought up Pesach El Moed, since there is no Mizbeach. So to explain Pshat, Peshitas Rambam, Luchay, one can say, based on this, we find the Tesis before, and have some Aleph from an Aleph. That Tesis says, that this, that there is a Chiyuv, for being Sheikhip is Manazah, is because it is considered Royal Pesach HaYomayit, since there is the possibility of building a Mizbeach. But here one has to understand, just like we find, that if one was Sheikhit Kaidim Psichas Dal Hesas HaHechal, one is Potter, since it is not Royal Pesach HaYomayit, even though it is Roy to be Pesach, the Dal Hesas HaHechal, so too we should say that if one was Sheikhet Kaidim the Binyan HaMizbeach, even though there is a possibility of building the Mizbeach, but still one should be Potter. So to explain Pshat, in Tosis before the Samach Aleph Mun Aleph Ochir, one can say as follows, that there is a fundamental difference between the Halacha of Shechita Kaidim Sichas Dals HaSeichel and the Halacha of Shechita without a Mizbeach. As far as being Sheikhet Kedem, Sicha, Stalsa, Sahichal, that is a psul in Shechita. That in order for the Shechita to be Ksheru, one needs a Shechita after the Psicha, Stalsa, Sahichal. On the other hand, as far as this, that if one Shechted with Adam is Beach, the Karabin is Pasul, that is not a Halacha in Hilcha Shechita. That the Shechita is Pasul, the Shechita took place with Adam is Beach, but rather it is a Halacha in Akravas Karbonis. That at a time that there is no Mizbeach, it is not a time haroi la kravas karbonis. And for that reason, as far as being Sheikhet Kedem Psichas Talos HaSeichel is concerned, even though one has the ability to be Pesach Talos HaSeichel, but still one will have the psul being Sheikhet Kedem Psichas Talos HaSeichel. On the other hand, as far as being shechit without a mizbeach, that there is no psul in shechita, but rather we consider the Beis HaMikdash as not roi l'akravas karbonis. For that reason, we will say that as long as there is the possibility of building a mizbeach, that itself is enough to be considered roi l'pesach oyomoyed. That is a chira. One can explain pshat and teishas before and have some achalaf and alaf and explain pshat b'shitas harambam. Another way to explain pshat b'shitas harambam is by saying that one cannot prove from the halacha of shechita kedem sichas talsas ha'ichal that if one was shechita kedem sichas talsas ha'ichal, one is pater on shechute chutz, that so too one should be pater for shechting without a mizbeach. Since this, that we say that a shechit b'chutz kedem sichas talsas ha'ichal is pater since it is not roi l'pesach ha'omayid, is only because kedem sichas talsas ha'ichal is not a zman ha'roi l'shechita. This man shechita b'fnim first starts after the psicha of daos ha'seichel, and since this man of shechita b'fnim starts after psicha daos ha'seichel, if one shechted before psicha daos ha'seichel, one shechted at a time that is not yet this man haroi la'krova b'fnim. On the other hand, as far as shechting without a mizbeach, that there is a psul of shechting without a mizbeach, it is still considered roi el pesach oy el moyed. The fact that if one will shecht, the shechita will be possible since there is no mizbeach is not enough for us to say that it is not considered roi el pesach oy el moyed. One shechted a kosher a korban bachotz, and since one shechted a kosher a korban bachotz, for that reason we will say that there is a chiyuv for shechutei chotz. That is another malach with which one can explain pshat b'shitas harambam. Now, as far as this, we find in our Gemara that according to Rish Lakish, since kedusha rishona is kitchel shaita loy kitchel aslavi, for that reason there is no chiyuv for being male b'chutz. We find in Rashi in our sugya, and so too is mefurish in Rashi later on in the Kuf Yud Tesamid Aleph, that according to Rish Lakish, since kedusha rishona is kitchel shaita loy kitchel aslavi, for that reason there is no iser to makriv bebama bezman hazeh, and since there is no iser to makriv bebama bezman hazeh, for that reason there is no chiyuv shechutei chutz. On the other hand, in Tesis he found that some achalaf from the aleph, and so too we find in Tesis in the Gula and the Fyodim and aleph. Tesis b'shem herav chayim is chilek, and Tesis says that even according to Rish Lakish, who says kedusha rishonis kitchel shaita vay kitchel asad lavay, but still there is an iser to makriv b'bama b'zman hazeh. Now, okay, one has to understand pshat and tesis. What is pshat in this? That tesis says that even if we are to say kedusha rishena is kitcho shaitav loy kitcho asad lavay, but still there is an iser to makriv b'bama. Why is there an iser to makriv b'bama if it was loy kitcho asad lavay? So to explain pshat in the shita of tesis, we find that the mefarshim explain as follows, that this that we say, that even though it was like kitch hasadavi, but still there is an iser bamis, is not dependent upon the kedushas hamakim, but rather it is dependent upon that there was a bechira where a hakrava should take place, as we find in the mechilta, in the akdamur parashas bai, that the mechilta says ad shoy nivchir yushalayim haisa kvaritisal kshira. And since the Isser being Makar Bebama is dependent upon the Bechira in Yerushalayim, the Bechira was not Nisbatzel. The Bechira for Yerushalayim or Mikdash was not Nisbatzel, even after the Kedusha was Nisbatzel. And for that reason, the Isser Bama remains, even if we are to say Kedusha, Rishenes Kitcho, Shaitav Loi Kitcho, Lased Lavoi. But now, here one has to understand, if we are to say that even if Kedusha, Rishenes Kitcho, Shaitav Loi Kitcho, Lased Lavoi, but still there is an Isser to Yimaka Bebama, if so, what is Pshat in this that Rish Lakish says? That Hamaleb is Manazeh is Potter since Kedusha Rishena is Kitcho or Shaitav Loi Kitcho Lased Lavai. So to explain Pshat and the Shita Rish Lakish according to Tesis, we find the Tesis before enough Samachal from an Aleph explains Pshat as follows. That the reason why according to Rish Lakish one is Potter is because it is not roi l'pesach oyel moed. And since it is not roi l'pesach oyel moed, for that reason there is no chiyuv of shchutei chotz. In Rabbeinu Chananel, on the other end, we find Rabbeinu Chananel explains pshat in the Shita of Rish Lakish with a different malach. And Rabbeinu Chananel explains this, that according to Rish Lakish, there is no chiyuv for shchutei chotz, is because since Mishachar Beis HaMikdash Batla Kedushasai, it is not considered as if he's being makriv b'chotz, doin eskadesh Beis HaMikdash la'asid lavai. In other words, since we say Kedusha Rishonos Kitchel Shaitav Loi Kitchel la'asid lavai, there is no longer a makim which is considered panim, and as long as there is no makim which is considered panim, it is not considered as if he was makriv b'chotz. In order to be considered he was makriv b'chotz, one needs a makim which is considered panim. And since Kedusha Rishonos Kitchel Shaitav Loi Kitchel Aslavi, there is no makim which is considered panim. In Rashi, with the Ramask of the Kitchel Aslavi, we find the Rashi says as follows, that since according to Rabbi Yechanan, Kedusha Rishonos Kitchel Shaitav Kitchel Aslavi, for that reason, Havi Loi Yerushalayim Beis HaBechira. From this, the Rashi says that if we are to say Kitchel Aslavi, for that reason, Yerushalayim is considered Beis HaBechira. From here, one sees that according to Rashi, the machlokes between Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish is a machlokes as far as the Bechira of Yerushalayim is concerned. And as far as this, so we mentioned before, B'Shem the Mechalta, that there was a Bechira in Yerushalayim, that itself is a machlokes between Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish, if the Bechira remains after the Churban or not. And according to Rabbi Yechanan, since we say that the Bechira of Yerushalayim remains even after the Churban, for that reason there is an Isser to Makri Bebamis. On the other hand, according to Rish Lakish, there is no longer a Bechira, and for that reason, since the Bechira was Nespatzo, for that reason we will say that there is no Isser to Makri Bebamis. In the Rambam, in Perikites, Mihoches Maisar Kabanis Halachet Hesvav, and so we find in the Chinuch, at the end of Mitzvah Tov Mem, and in the Chinuch, in Mitzvah Hay and Mitzvah Shin Samach Gimel, both the Rambam and the Chinuch understand that even if we are to say like the Shita of Rabbi Yechanan, the Kedusha Rishonos Kitchel Shaita, the Kitchel Asad Lavai, but still there is no Chiyuv to Makriv, the Beis HaMikdash, La'achar Shenechrav. And this that we say Makriven, Afal Pi Shein Bayis, means to say that it is possible to Makriv is Manazeh, but there is no Chiyuv to be Makriv. Now here one has to understand, if we are to say Kedusha Rishonos Kitchel Shaita V'Kitchel Asad Lavai, and we are to say Makriven Afal Pi Shein Bayis, what is pshat in this, that both the Rambam and the Chinuch understand that there is no Chiyuv to be Makriv. Why is there no Chiyuv to be Makriv? So to answer this kasha, one can say the following Chiddush, that the Rambam and the Chinuch both understand that the entire Machlokes between Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish is only a Machlokes as far as the Kedushas HaMakim is concerned. And there is a machlokes if we say Kedusha Rishonos Kitchel Shaita V'Kitchel Asad Lavai or not. But as far as the Bechiras HaMakim is concerned, the Kol Alma, after the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash, one no longer has the Bechiras HaMakim. And for that reason, even though there is Rishos LaHakriv, even Mizmanazeh, based on this, that we say Kedusha Rishonos Kitchel Shaita V'Kitchel Asad Lavai, but there is no Chiyuv to Makriv, since the Chiyuv to Makriv is this one, is Mechiyuv to Makriv in the Makim in which there was a Bechira. And as long as the Bechira was in Spatel, there is no longer a Chiyuv LaHakriv, even though there is Rishos LaHakriv, since the Kedusha Rishayna is still Kaddish, since we say Kedusha Rishayna is Kitcho Shaita, the Kitcho Asad Lavai. That is a Chira, how one can explain Pshat in the Shita of the Rambam and the Chinuch.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.